Okay, so get this. Today we are diving deep, and I mean really deep, into this world of art, but like the really nice stuff.
Oh, are we talking like museum quality pieces?
Kinda, but not really. We're looking at this studio called, get this, Master Apollon. And they make, well, they don't like to call them copies.
Reproductions.
Yeah, like high-end art reproductions. They're all about recreating famous paintings, but like down to the brushstroke.
Now that's interesting. There are tons of places printing posters and stuff, but to capture the actual technique, that's another level.
Right. And they're not shy about it either. Their website's like, we recreate the essence and emotion of the original masterpiece. Bold claim, right?
It is. It's one thing to copy the image, but they're talking about capturing the feeling, the soul of the artwork. Like you can tell a Van Gogh from a mile away, but they're trying to reproduce what makes it a Van Gogh, you know?
Totally. Like, I can appreciate a good print, but they're going for something way beyond that.
Exactly. It's about the texture, the movement, even the feeling of those thick, deliberate brush strokes.
Okay, but how do they even do that? Like, what's the process?
They're very particular about their materials. They talk about archival quality, pigments that perfectly match the original.
So it's not like some big digital printing machine just spitting these things out.
Nope, these are artists meticulously recreating these works by hand. They even recreate the brush strokes themselves.
Wow. And speaking of meticulous, their reproductions of Gustav Klimt's work, those are amazing. They have his famous portrait of Adele Bloch-Bauer, The Kiss. Huge pieces. They talk a lot about capturing those golden nuances in Klimt's work.
Right, because Klimt, he was known for using real gold leaf in his paintings. It's not just gold paint, it's this whole other thing.
So they're recreating that seems impossible.
It's incredibly difficult. The way the gold leaf interacts with light, the subtle variations in texture and sheen, it's part of what makes a Klimt, and they're trying to reproduce that depth in their versions.
Wild. And it's not just his most popular works either. I was browsing their site, and they even have this life-size reproduction of Klimt's Medicine. That one's like less well-known, part of his faculty painting series.
Oh, Medicine is fantastic. It shows Klimt's range. He did this whole series for the University of Vienna.
Really?
Yeah, each painting depicts a different field of study. Medicine is this huge allegorical scene all about life, death, healing. It's a different side of Klimt compared to those more, I don't know, decorative pieces he's known for.
See, this is why I love these deep dives. Learn something new every time. And you know what else is interesting? They actually highlight the artist behind these reproductions. This guy, Mr. Somchai, he's got like 35 years of experience, does both classical and contemporary styles.
Smart move on their part. Giving a name, a face to the work. It's not just a factory pumping these out. It's like, this is Mr. Somchai's art, backed by his decades of experience. It elevates the whole thing.
It's like they're saying this isn't just a print on your wall, it's a piece of art history touched by the hand of a master hado.
Exactly. And speaking of a master's touch, their portrait reproductions are especially intriguing. They really emphasize capturing the essence and personality of the subject, which feels like an even greater challenge than, say, a landscape.
Yeah, it's like landscapes. You know, you can get away with a pretty copy if it's like nice scenery, but a face,
Yeah,
that's got to be personal.
it really is. Capturing a likeness, that's one thing. But to convey someone's, I don't know, their gaze, their character.
Right, like what makes their portrait them, not just a good painting of anyone?
It's all in the details. A skilled artist, someone like this Mr. Somchai, they pick up on those subtleties. The way the light hits the contours of a face, the slight upturn of a lip, the lines around the eyes.
Stuff most people wouldn't even notice, but it makes all the difference.
Exactly. And that's what brings a portrait to life, you know? You're not just looking at an image, you're connecting with another human being.
It's weird to think someone could capture that, even in a reproduction, but I guess that's the point.
It is, and I think that's why portraits are so popular, even as reproductions. It's a connection point. Like, maybe you love a certain artist's style, but you can't afford an original.
Or maybe you just really like Frida Kahlo's self-portraits?
Exactly. But with a reproduction, you can still have that connection, that feeling of owning a piece of art history.
Makes you wonder what kind of person buys these, though. It's not just about having a thing on the wall, right?
Right. It's about appreciating the artistry, maybe even feeling a personal link to the subject or the style.
So it's more than a purchase. It's buying into a whole aesthetic almost.
Yeah.
Totally. And that's where Master Apollon is clever. They get that their customers want something more than just a copy. It's about the experience, the feeling of owning something special.
And they don't let you forget it either.
Yeah.
Their website, especially that FAQ section, they really play up the extreme quality angle. Like, this isn't your average print shop kind of vibe.
Oh, absolutely. They use very deliberate language.
Yeah.
extreme quality, unique authenticity number, paper certificate of authenticity.
It's giving very much if you know, you know energy.
Right. And it works because they are offering something different. It's not just some blurry image downloaded off the internet. They're selling an experience targeted at a certain type of buyer.
Which gets us back to this whole value thing, because they say outright that their reproductions have distinct value, even though they're, well, copies. Essentially.
Yeah. It's a fascinating point. Like, where does the value lie? Is it the history, the one-of-a-kind nature of an original piece?
Versus a meticulously crafted reproduction, which, let's be honest, most people couldn't even tell apart from the real deal.
Yeah.
It really makes you think, like, what makes art valuable in the first place, right? Is it just because it's old or one of a kind?
It's a question people have been wrestling with forever, right? Like the whole idea of originals versus copies. But I think Master Apollon is onto something here, because the craft, the skill involved in their reproductions, that's got to count for something, right?
Totally. Because if I'm being honest, if I saw one of their pieces hanging in a museum, I'd probably think it was the real deal, at least at first glance.
Right. So where does that leave the buyer? Are they paying for the status of owning an original, or is there a different kind of satisfaction? Knowing you have this beautiful thing made by hand, it speaks to your own taste.
It's like you might not be able to drop millions on a Picasso, but you can have this incredible reproduction that you connect with.
And let's be real. In today's world, we're surrounded by images constantly. But having something tangible, like one of these reproductions, it's different.
It really is. It's like you got to slow down to appreciate it. You see the brush strokes, the texture.
And that's something I think that Master Apollon understands. They're not just selling a product, they're selling an experience.
So as we wrap up this deep dive, it feels like the big takeaway here is
Master Apollon is doing something pretty unique. They're pushing the boundaries of what art reproduction can be.
It's more than just making copies. It's about craftsmanship and artistry and making these masterpieces accessible to people who might never own the original.
And maybe, just maybe, they're changing how we see and value art in the process, which is pretty cool when you think about it.
Couldn't have said it better myself. Until next time, keep diving deep, everybody.